वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग एंड वेलकम टू ट्रेड सेटअप विद तन्मय, योर 5 मिनट ऑडियो पॉडकास्ट बिफोर द केओस बिगिंस। सो गिफ्ट निफ्टी इज ट्रेडिंग अराउंड 24,769, अराउंड 18 पॉइंट्स लोअर फ्रॉम यस्टरडेज क्लोज। सो इट मीन्स अ फ्लैटिश ओपन एट द स्टार्ट, बट लेट्स लुक एट सम ग्लोबल थिंग्स वेयर द मार्केट्स क्लोज यस्टरडे एंड व्हाट वाज द पोजिशनिंग दैट ग्लोबल प्लेयर्स हैड इन इंडियन मार्केट्स। सो अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट, यूएस मार्केट्स यस्टरडे रैलीड वंस अगेन, वेयर नास्डैक क्लोज्ड ऑलमोस्ट 2% हायर एट 21,053, 403 points higher. S&P 500 was around 92 points higher at 1.5%, whereas Dow futures as of now is trading in positive zone as well. So 78 points higher as of now today morning. So Asian markets is giving a mixed response, where Hang Seng and India's GIFT Nifty is trading negative, whereas all the Asian markets have turned positive, where Nikkei is leading the pack with 261 points higher or 0.65% higher, along with Kospi 1.18% higher. Taiwan is also trading around 0.91% higher, 212 points higher on Taiwan. Jakarta and Shanghai both are 0.53 and 0.45% higher. So overall, Asia is positive and we might see a flat opening at 24,767 on Indian markets, but let's see how it goes and we'll cover it in the F&O segment as well. On the commodities, we have Brent crude, which has cracked once again below that $70 mark and trading around 68.59, whereas gold has started to rally around 33.77 per ounce is what it is trading at, along with dollar index, which has cracked below 100 levels and trading just shy of that 99 level mark, where it is trading 98.85 currently. USD INR has also strengthened a bit before cracking and is trading around 87.66, but FIs were net sellers once again in the cash market and they sold around 2566 crores of equity in the cash, whereas DIs were once again buyers and bought around 4380 crores of equity. For the month of August, FIs stand at 5932. They have sold equity, whereas DIs have bought 7573 crores of equity. On the results front, today also we are seeing more than 145 earnings that are to be declared, with some top names as Bharti Airtel, Adani Ports, Britannia, Lupin, Prestige, Berger Paints, Torrent Power, Container Corporation of India. These are the some of the main names which are going to get declared as of today morning. But let's look at how the positioning has happened. So as of today morning, what I can see is clients are still carrying around 324,000 net options long positions by doing 97,000 shares they have shorted on the call side, whereas on the put side they have shorted around 421,000 shares. So that's a huge number. Along with that, futures they have long around 112,000 contract as well. So they have 324,000 shares long on the option side, whereas they have around 112,000 shares on the futures as well. So that's a good long positions that client have held up. Along with that, if we talk about pros, what we can see is that pros have a net open position of around 84,000 shares on options on the short side by doing what they have done is 143,000 call options they have bought. So they have bought relatively higher amount of calls from yesterday. Along with that, puts they have maintained 228,000 shares they have went long on the puts as well, thereby making a net exposure of 84,000 short shares on the option side, but they have done it by going long options. So that is one point we have to make sure we watch it. Along with that, they have around 12,000 shares long on the future side as well. On the index front, 7th August synthetic future closed at 24,735, whereas the straddle at 24,750 closed around 225 points, giving an implied volatility of 11.88. So we are relatively bouncing higher again, and we might see that 13-14 levels coming back in the few weeks, but till then still the volatility is suppressed and feel that long gamma should be deployed. So the TK algo is in buy mode right now at 24,645 is where it gave a buy, and along with that the screener is giving a outlook on different indices where IT has started to rally, along with capital markets, metal, small cap, infra, FMCG was already strong, and along with that auto has also started seeing some positive strength coming in. On the negative side, we have CNX Finance, which is still showing a lackluster in momentum and can be looked at as selling. trading as well. So the calendar can be looked at, a short calendar trade can be looked at once again, where it is trading at around 145. So long gamma, short vega is the trade that you want to have as of today morning. We might see a wall jump as of the morning opening, and let's see where it goes before taking a new step. The gold is again has started rally and is trading around 1,490 on MCX, whereas silver is trading at 1,11,702. Both can be looked for a buy, wherein yesterday we were looking at as a pair trade, one long, one short. Today both commodities, precious metals, can be looked at as a buying side. Crude oil is in the sell zone, where it is trading at 58.31 on MCX, whereas nat gas is at trading at 270 and can be looked at buying side as well. BTC USD is trading at 1,14,370. As I said, BTC is also in the strong zone, which can be looked at a rally around 1,18,000. So that was it, guys. This was Tanmay Kurtukoti, founder of QC Alpha, and you were listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. If you like this audio podcast, please give it a thumbs up, share it with your friends who would be interested in this podcast, and see you all tomorrow again. This was Tanmay signing off at 8:10 on 5th of August. Bye-bye, guys.